Hello and welcome to K-Botak, a short podcast about Korean cinema and K-dramas with me, John. This episode, we're going to be talking about Spirit Walker. This is a brand new to cinemas sci-fi or mystery thriller about body swapping. And it was my first movie at the cinema in about 2 years. The last one I saw at the cinema was Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker. And the less said about that, the better. This, on the other hand, was a much more pleasant trip to the pictures. So Spirit Walker had its premiere at the 20th New York Asian Film Festival on August 22nd, 2021, and it was released theatrically on November 24th, 2021, in South Korea. And I went to see it here in Singapore something like the day after or a couple of days after. Didn't wait very long. Looked terrific, and it was terrific. So, in this, you've got Yoon Kae-sung as Kang Ian, who is an NIS agent. Park Yong-woo as Director Park, also an agent. And Lim Ji-yeon as Moon Jin-ah, and she is looking for Kang Ian, as well as a lot of other people. This is basically like Your Name, if you've seen that anime film, but if everyone was shooting at you and punching you all the time. Kang Ian wakes up after a car crash. He doesn't remember anything, doesn't even recognize his own face. He is approached by a homeless man who has called an ambulance for him, which takes him off. And after that, he sort of rattles around town and he ends up in an apartment he found by just going through his pockets and finding a key card for a flat. But as he sits down and tries to take stock, the world changes around him, Inception style, and he's sat in a cafe surrounded by people all of a sudden instead of being on his own in the apartment. This freaks him out completely. He runs out. He goes eventually to another address that he finds in what are now unfamiliar clothes, where people treat him like a VIP. And he eventually figures out that every 12 hours he's changing body. At the stroke of midnight and noon in the middle of the day, he gets whisked out of whatever body he's in and put in someone else's. One clever little, I thought, directorial flourish or idea in this was that it's only from other people's point of view that he's shown as the other actor. Otherwise, you're always seeing Yoon Kae-sung. So you get invested in the character. Otherwise, it would have been odd always seeing different actors every, you know, every 12 hours in his time. It would have probably been every 20 minutes watching the film. If you were seeing different actors pretend to be the character, that would have been interesting too. I really like the way they did it here. He'll look in a mirror or something and you see someone else, but you're always seeing Yoon, and he's just got the clothes of whoever he would be. I would imagine that involved quite a few conversations and quite a bit of back and forth over exactly how to do this. I think this was a really good compromise to always be interested in the character, but to see what's happening to him. And in fact, in general, throughout the story, it's always clear what's happening, who he is, and sort of what the stakes are. So I think that's very well done. For these kind of mystery thrillers like this, they can very quickly start writing themselves, out of the window, and it get a bit confusing unnecessarily. This, all the way throughout, you know what's happening. It's very good in that way. It reminded me, and there's a few gamer references coming here, but like a Hitman game, if you've played those, particularly the recent ones, where depending on who he is, some people are friendly to him, whereas other people attack him, or a bit like if you when you possess people in Dishonored. So he has to start figuring out, depending on what body he's in and who he is, what can he get away with, where can he go. Really clever. He slowly has to sort of figure out what's going on and why his soul is being thrown into different people like this. These people don't seem to remember what happened, or if they do, it doesn't really come up in the show, in the film rather, but I thought they did this really well. So changing the body every 12 hours. It's such a clever concept, a brilliant hook for a film, really tantalising. And I think the movie delivers on that in spades. I literally went to see this because of the tagline, which just goes, waking up in a different body every 12 hours, with an exclamation mark. And I was like, right, I'm going to see that. There's just constant action. So Ian is racing around town. He's trying to find what's going on. He's returning to the people who know him as someone else, usually his friend, who is the homeless guy. He does things like drops items into people's pockets so that he can retrieve them later when he's in a different body. There's tense moments where he has to stay out of peril or stay alive until the clock strikes 12, like a sort of reverse Cinderella, so that he can then get whisked away to the safety of a new unknown host. That's the other thing, he doesn't know who he's going to be next, so he's just got to stay away from whoever's after him, you know, for an extra couple of minutes. And they revisit that a couple of times over the movie as well to really good effect. I haven't had a lot of exposure to Yoon Kye-sang as an actor, but I think he's really excellent in this. You can feel his frustration and his confusion that he's feeling throughout this movie, but he also keeps it from getting too depressive, with enough levity and comedy in some, you know, key moments as it goes through, helped by Hengro, who's the homeless guy who helps him throughout. He's providing a lot of the light relief, and you know, he seems to be doing a sort of Yoo Hae-jin 15 years ago impression quite well. There's a lot of slapstick and shouting and screaming and stuff like that. But not cloying, not overused. But I think the cast are really well chosen to keep this bouncing along. It's not you know, it's not depressive. It's not a really dark movie. It's a lot of fun. It's also a chase movie. So depending who he is at any moment, he's constantly on the move. He's trying to escape the NIS. The action all the way through is really top shelf. The movie contains easily my favourite punch-up from any 2021 movie. It's a great scene about halfway through. It shows off Ian's skills. It shows off Yoon Kye-sang's skills. This guy clearly is very good at fight scenes. And it's set in cramped enough quarters for it to be very tense. It's really well edited so that you can appreciate every move. It's not like one of those choppy Hollywood fight scenes where it's constantly, you know, the camera's zooming around and they've constructed the fight in the edit, basically. It's really good. It's got some good sort of John Wick style or John Woo style gunfu throughout the third act of the movie. I think my favourite shootout of the year is probably still Night in Paradise. That's hard to beat, that one, just for its emotional and kind of just the impact of it. But this is really good too. And I think the ending, I'm not going to spoil it, I think you should see this, go to the cinema and see it, mainly sticks the landing. It would have been easy, like I say, to write yourself into a corner with all of this stuff that's going on, but I liked all the exposition and ultimately the motives. The bad guys do get increasingly cartoony as they go through, but it's all to a purpose. And to be fair, after The Veil, it's nice to actually see corruption in an intelligence agency being shown as what it is, which is villainous, rather than whatever that show was trying to aim for. It's really good, basically across the board. I don't have any complaints with it. I thought it was an absolutely lovely experience on the big screen. If you've ever enjoyed a body swapping or amnesia thriller, treat yourself to this. And if you haven't been to the movies properly yet, you know, since Corona kicked off, and you feel like doing so, and it's safe enough to do so where you are, then this is a brilliant reminder of why watching movies on the big screen is such a great experience. Loved it. Loved it, loved it. So that is Spirit Walker. You can follow this show, if you've enjoyed it, on at KBOTAKPOD. That's KBOTAKPOD. On Twitter and Instagram. I appreciate all your retweets and shares. We've got a really nice community there. We're always chatting about Korean films and K-dramas and other international films every day. lots of nice people involved in the Twitter account now. Hopefully the Instagram will build up as we go. But best of all, if you like this show, please subscribe through your podcast app of choice and leave a review. We'd really love to hear from you. And thank you very much for listening. Cheers.